Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Paul Householder. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Luis Salazar. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder strikes out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Romero reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and has Romero trapped. There's the throw to Little and over to Hewlett, who tags Romero for the out. Molitor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Salazar. Riles reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie moves to third. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 1 in the game. Householder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar bunts towards the mound. Darwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to second. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 1 in the game. Little hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Little reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Little scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to third. Ogilvie moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Ogilvie scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jerry Gleaton now pitching. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Riles moves to second. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Brewers. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Romero hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Moore trying to get to third. Salazar throws the ball into Hewlett, who tags Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards third. Molitor picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Molitor. Hewlett moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 7-2, Brewers. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 0 for 1 in the game. Salazar bunts towards third. Molitor can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dillon moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Dillon moves to third. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Little hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dillon scores. Law moves to second. It's 7-3, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Law moves to third. Little moves to second. Bob McClure now pitching. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Law scores. Little moves to third. Baines moves to second. It's 7-4, Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Dillon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen bunts towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Kittle moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Two outs. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Rudy Law. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Kittle scores. Hewlett scores. It's 7-6, Brewers. Scott Fletcher pinch hits for Brian Little. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nichols scores. It's Brewers, 7, White Sox, 7. Rick Waite's now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Reed Nichols now playing left field. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Salazar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Romero hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Romero moves to second. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. Romero tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gillen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Romero can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards second. Romero picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Romero. Gillen moves to second. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waits fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Riles bunts towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. Ogilvie moves to second. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Householder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.